We're doing Tehillim, we're up to the 33rd chapter, and we say this chapter, as you guys know, we say it on Shabbos, right? Ranenu tzadikim, badonai laisharim, navatila. You the righteous, give praise, give song before Hashem. Laisharim navatila, it's fitting for those that are honest, those that are straight, to give praise before Hashem. What does it mean to be a yashar? Yashar means that he's a yeki, he's straight. Yashar means that he's square. What does yashar mean? Yashar, we are taught, means that a person is honest, and honest enough to understand that there are people different than himself. Yashar is not only about me being straight, but yashar is about my capacity to understand that straight is not only my way of being straight. That's how the Netziv explains in his introduction to Bereishis. So, you, the righteous, give song before Hashem, give praise before Hashem. Laisharim, for those who are yashal, those who are straight, navati ila, it is fitting, it is nice, that they give praise before Hashem. Hodu ladonai bechinor. Beneve laso zamerulo. Give thanks to Hashem. With a kinol, kinol might be a harp. The nevel aso, a nevel might be some kind of instrument that has aso, 10 strings. Zamerulo, make music, give song, give praise before him. So, David HaMelech is inviting us to give song, to give praise before Hashem with different instruments, to give thanks before Hashem. And it's interesting that very often we know how to turn to Hashem when we want something. We know how to turn to Hashem when things are not going the way we'd like. But how often do we turn to Hashem and say, what a beautiful life you gave me. I have the capacity to see. I have the capacity to hear. I'm about to eat some delicious pizza. I have the capacity to taste. I have teeth. You know, how often do we say thank you to God? Ask yourself, where do you have the most focus in Shmona Esrei? Is it in the blessing of Modim, where you thank Hashem for what He's given us? Or is it in the blessing of Rifa'inu, where we ask Hashem, heal us? Or in the blessing where we ask Hashem, protect us? David HaMelech, part of his greatness was his capacity to focus on saying thank you. And it's a part of our Shmona Esrei, and it should be a part of our lives. There's a joke about a guy who comes to heaven and he sees the different rooms, and they show him these rooms hustling and bustling. And he asks, what's in this room? So they say, oh, in this room, we have all the angels who take care of the requests for people who are ill. Sees a huge room packed with people working all day long. He goes on to the next room. He sees another huge room, angels working very hard. He says, what's this room? They say, these are the angels taking care of all the requests for parnasa, people who want to make better wages. Next room, also angels hustling and bustling. What's this room? Ah, this room is a request, people who want to find their spouse. Each room by room, he sees different rooms for requests. At the end of this long hallway, he comes to a little room. It's like a little cubicle. One angel sitting there, and he's like sewing, he's knitting. So he says, and what's in that room? So he says, oh, in this room, it's a very boring room. This angel has nothing to do with this time. What is it? What's he supposed to be doing? He's supposed to be getting those people to say thank you. He's supposed to be getting their prayer. But that's the way we are. When we need something, we know how to ask for it. But when we get it, we our thank yous aren't so sincere. And almost non-existent. Look at David HaMelech. Ranenu tzadikim b'Hashem. The righteous, you give song before Hashem. Give praise before Hashem. Give thanks before Hashem. Use the different instruments. Pasuk Gimel. Shiru lo shir chadash. Sing before Him a new song. Be innovative. Be excited. Be compassionate. Give a new song. Heitivu nagein bitruwa. Sing beautifully. Use the trumpets. Ki yashar devar Adonai. Vechol ma'aseyu be'emuna. Because Hashem's words are straight, are honest, are truth. And whatever Hashem says goes, and it's fear. V'chol ma'aseyu, and whatever Hashem does, be'emuna, you could rely on it. You could bank on it. It's with faith. It's with truth. There's nothing that's unfair that comes from God. And so David HaMelech says, when you have moments in your life where you could recognize it, give thanks, give praise. Ohev tzedakah u'mishpat chesed Adonai male'ah ha'aretz. Hashem likes righteousness, Hashem likes justice, and the earth is filled with Hashem's kindness. Chesed Hashem male'ah ha'aretz. Hashem's kindness is throughout the land with all of Hashem's creatures. On the one hand, Hashem created the world with justice. On the other hand, Hashem runs the world with kindness. That's a duality, that's a balance that Hashem maintains in the world. If the world were only about justice, we couldn't last. Chesed Hashem male'ah ha'aretz. Hashem's kindness. Person wakes up in the morning, he's supposed to go and daven, and instead he wants to sit down on the internet. What would logic and fairness dictate? That his hands shouldn't work, his feet shouldn't support him. Hashem says, every minute, I'm giving you the capacity and the strength to do what you're doing.
What about just the internet not working? Wouldn't that be...
Oh, maybe. I'm supporting you to do what's against me. That's a good idea.